The meditation on the two standards comes in the middle of the second week of the exercises and assumes that we have already chosen our side, that of Christ the King, and it contrasts the modus operandi of those aligning themselves with Satan and those aligning themselves with Christ. For the former, Ignatius uses strong language, deceit, summons, goads, lay snares, bind with chains. All of it speaks of coercion and force. He tempts us first to riches, the second honour, the third pride. From these three steps, the evil one leads to all other vices. For those under the standard of Christ, we hear that Christ our Lord is beautiful and attractive, that he chooses, recommends, attracts, servants and friends. And Ignatius uses the word desire, such an important word in Ignatian spirituality. He outlines three steps in opposition to the enemy. The first, poverty as opposed to riches. The second, insults or contempt as opposed to honour of this world. The third, humility as opposed to pride. From these three steps, let them lead men to all other virtues. The two standards meditation imagines a battleground between the two sides, and it is our own souls that are that battleground. When I have been describing the movements of discernment in previous posts, the way the enemy works, the imagery of the darnel and the wheat, as described by Aschenbrenner, it is to examine how this battle is being conducted in myself. Where am I being bullied, harassed, or driven into thoughts, feelings, and actions? And where am I being attracted and drawn? Where might there be misdirection, where something seems to be good, but the underlying sense of the movement is of water on a stone, rather than as water on a sponge? Discernment of spirits, discerning God's voice from that of the enemy, is both simple and complicated, obvious and subtle, clear and confusing. It will always be a battleground, no matter how deeply we advance on our spiritual path. It is always asking the questions, where is this coming from and where is it leading to? Having an understanding of how the enemy works in us, in our own particular situation and way, is important in enabling us to be able to resist with the grace of God. We explicitly ask for this grace in the two standards meditation. I ask for what I desire. Here it will be to ask for a knowledge of the deceits of the rebel chief and help to guard myself against them, and also to ask for knowledge of the true life exemplified in the sovereign and true commander, and the grace to imitate him.